Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's our buddy Chris Rose. He works with the MLB Network, and he joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. As the Indians had more runs than hits, Chris, how about that, buddy?
Well, I'm not going to complain about that one.
Yeah, neither are we.
We're back, baby. Let's go.
Woo!
So, guys, at this rate, I know you're not math majors.
No, we're not.
But if we have this record through a dozen games, what's going to be our final record if we continue at this rate?
It was my understanding that there would be no math.
That'd be 30 and 30.
Is that good enough to get an 8 seed?
Probably so.
And play the Yankees in the first round.
And throw Bieber out there every game.
See? How many times have I told you on this call? It's all about flexibility and open-mindedness, making adjustments. I like where your head's at, Jeff. Actually, I'm just happy that we can hear you this week. I thought, I was expecting you to call in from a tin can and a string today.
Isn't that the truth? My power was out until 1 o'clock that day.
Oh,
it really
man.
Was. And as Baskin said, he kept checking the energy. I was either 20 100 homes out of power. That was it. Some tree fell on some line somewhere. But I'm back today, baby.
It's an isolated anti-Phelpsian incident.
Yeah, you're back with renewed energy. I like it. Let's keep it going, guys. What's next?
Absolutely. All right, let's talk pitching first of all. Shane Bieber's not a fluke, but it's stunning to me how good he looks with 2 years and three starts under his belt, Chris. He looks mature as a pitcher beyond his years. Why? What impresses you the most?
I don't know. I mean, guys, just you guys know, having been around pro athletes for as long as you have, there's a ton of talent out there. So what's the difference? It's, what's between the ears and what's inside a guy's chest. And it's the stuff we don't see. So him preparing for a start, all, willing to accept information, which is coming at bullet speed at the Major League Baseball level, to not only grasp it, but then interact with it and then become an expert. So, the guys I talk with at MLB Network are just like, it is unbelievable what he's turned into. And we talked about this last week, I think. Was the fact that how the Indians have turned into this pitching factory. Guys either they get by a trade like a Clevinger or guys that they draft like Bieber, Savali, Plesac, and are just able to mold them and really utilize their strength and throw challenges their direction. And all I do is I sit here and I look at the pitching staff and I was like, can we please put you, in the DeLorean and set it for October of 1995. That's all. I don't know. Maybe am I the only Cleveland sports freak that thinks that way?
Yeah. Although I'm with you now.
Jeez.
It's been nuts watching them toss, Chris. The biggest question that I've got of this whole thing is when will the bats finally catch up and help them along the way? And who are you seeing that is about to break loose that can help out this ball club?
Oh, boy.
Well, the guy that hit the homer last night is the one. Because he can have spurts where he's not only a thumper, but is a good major league hitter. I'm not talking 330 good, but I'm talking about, you know, 285, which for a power hitter, you'll take in a second.
Yeah.
It was interesting. I was going through, I was trying to figure out, because it's been driving me nuts with the way we build our outfield. And I understand it. We all get the financial restrictions we have, right? So if you spend $17 million on Francisco Lindor in a second year of arbitration, you're not going to have a lot left over for other parts of your team. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that Delino DeShields is our highest paid outfielder this year. And he was scheduled prior to the prorated portion of the program to make less than $2 million. I think that's right. It could be him or Naquin. But the point is that, like, Mike Trout gets that a game, you know? So, I don't know, guys. Yeah. The bottom half of the lineup, after Santana on, cannot be automatic outs, and you expect them to get anywhere. They just can't. Like, you have to have two-thirds of your lineup that at least is a threat. You know, outside of Santana, once you get past Santana, who hasn't been great, like, Sandy Leon and Brad Zimmer have given the best at-bats. That's it. It's been a bummer.
If you look down at short term, you look down at East Lake, I don't know if there are any offensive answers sitting down there.
No, they'd be taking, there.
Right, taking batting practice against each other. If you look at the organization, kid named George Valera, outfielder, is years away. He's only 19 years old. With that thought in mind, Chris, are you going to sit back and watch this starting pitching not get any runs? Or is this an opportunity for the Indians to go out and make some kind of a deal somewhere to get somebody's bat and think that this can actually help not just this year but maybe beyond?
Well, you know, I don't think you're going to get anybody this year. I just think they're
okay.
I think it's too fickle a market for that. I just don't think that teams are going to be willing to deal a ton of guys that can be helpful. I think if anybody goes, it might be relievers. Here's what, and you know me, I applaud the Indians. I think that I sing their praises from the top down, meaning their organization, their president, their GM, their manager combos, outstanding. Their player development, all that sort of stuff is great.
Yeah.
I think we missed on an opportunity. I think that there's got to be a space for a Nick Castellanos, who I think when he signed was only 27. Mm-hmm. And I know he's rolling a hot streak right now, but he's a really, really good hitter. He's not going to make anybody forget about Roberto Clemente in right field, but he can swing the stick. You're telling me that a four-year, $64 million deal like he got with the Reds isn't in the Indians' budget for a guy who's in his late 20s? Like, that's the sort of stuff we should be doing. I get it. Like, it pains me to say, but if they don't want to pay Francisco Lindor $300 million, okay. I mean, it sucks for us as fans, but all right, I kind of get it. But, man, then there's got to be some deals out there, more than 1 or 2 year deals that have got to make sense, right? Like, how good would Castellanos fit in our jigsaw puzzle outfield right now?
Chris, what we had talked about earlier, he's perfect for what I said, which is just put a guy in the lineup and know that he's going to be there for most of 60 games. There's no juggling, there's no question, and you know he's going to hit a little bit. The Indians don't have that anywhere, except maybe Reyes, and he might be your DH. So I agree completely.
Guys, they've gotten away with it for the better part of 5 years, right? I mean, 2016, we make the World Series. Go look who was playing in our outfield. You know, I mean, this is how they have lived, with the exception of having Brantley back his last season, really. It's kind of been not who's who, it's been kind of who's that in the outfield. And I'm not sitting here, I'm not intending to rip on our guys, because that's not it. But, man, there's a reason that none of them have grabbed the reins and ran with it. I'd love nothing more than to see Tyler Naquin stop fouling balls off his toe and play 50 games out there, because I think that guy can hit. But you got to be available in order to be productive.
I'm in the same camp, man. I'm still whining about missing on the A.J. Pollock contract last year. I mean, it drives me nuts every so often that this takes place. Let's turn to the bullpen real quick. What do you think of Karinchak out there?
Well, I love him. I mean, he's nuts. For people that never saw Mark the Bird Bidrich do his thing, now he's not exactly that. But, man, there aren't a whole lot of guys that talk to themselves the way that Karinchak does. Scherzer does it a little bit. You might find some other guys. But spin up some old YouTube video of the Bird. I was surprised they pulled him after one hitter. And, by the way, maybe this is the way they use Brad Hand, because I thought that was the best that he looked last night. I thought his velocity was a little bit better. He looked a lot sharper. You know, maybe that Karinchak has started to develop and they seem to really like Cam Hill. I think you got to use a mixture of those guys, you know, at the most important times. I think that's it moving forward.
Chris Rose joining us from the MLB Network. Things are rolling along, Chris. You're making up some games. The Marlins back on the field last night. Cardinals hopefully getting their act together here. It would be so sweet if you could kind of get some smooth sailing from here on out, because, to be perfectly honest, Chris, I've liked the product. You know, I've liked what I've seen.
Yeah, and I applaud all these pro athletes. I haven't watched much of the hockey, which just got started in recent days, but the NBA and baseball, I think, have both been fantastic. I think it's just a testament to how hard these guys work when we're not watching.
Yeah.
So I applaud them all. Listen, here's the thing with baseball. We're talking about a very small, small percentage that probably did stuff wrong. And when we're talking about it, you know, Derek Jeter came out and said, listen, our guys weren't running the clubs and all that sort of stuff. You can believe them, you can not believe them. That's up to you. But the fact is, they broke protocols. All it takes is one to take down perhaps an entire sport. This is really, if it wasn't a wake-up call already for these guys to see what's going on in our world, perhaps in a smaller scale for them to see what it's doing to their industry, you know, hopefully they'll take it a little more seriously. I can tell you this, Justin Turner, who's the captain of the Dodgers, he sent a notice, a text to all the media that covers the Dodgers and said, here's what we are doing. You will not see the pitching coach in the dugout when our hitters are in there. You won't see the hitting coach in the dugout when we're on the field. We are all going to be masked, all of us that are even playing in the game. This is beyond baseball protocol. Like when he's, you know, playing third base and he's in the dugout and he's not even hitting, he's going to be wearing a mask. So they are all taking it seriously. And, you know, you keep your fingers crossed that we're going to be okay.
And the team that maybe does the best job of that, combined with talent that's comparable to other teams, Chris, could be the team that ends up winning the whole thing.
Yeah, possibly. And by the way, let's applaud the Marlins last night. Like,
yeah,
that's not easy,
absolutely,
what they did. And, you know, y'all can be pissed about one or two guys making bad decisions and getting guys ill, and that's your right. You're totally allowed to. But the guys that played last night had nothing to do with that. You know, they were talking to, heck, James Hoyt, who just got traded by the Indians down there, pitched and helped in a shutout win. So good for those guys, some of whom are getting their first opportunity to play in the major leagues. You know, go take it, man.
Chris, as players are starting, I'm going to switch on you to the NFL if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
As players are starting to find their way into camp, what have you been hearing so far about the protocols and if they're working?
Well, I mean, they're very strict in the building, as they should be. I mean, there's, you know, you can read a ton of articles, whether it's Peter King or Albert Breer or, you know, whomever your favorite national writer is, and they've each talked to different guys. I've seen some stuff with Bill O'Brien in Houston and the people up in Minnesota and just what they're doing around the building. And, you know, the interesting thing is going to be, I believe, when the NFL stops daily testing. I think as long as they're under a certain percentage of positive tests, they're going to go to every other day. I believe that's still right. And then that's the key, because it's not necessarily what the players are doing, but in some cases it's the people they're living with, right? I mean, let's remember, some of these guys are in their early 20s, and some of them live with their boys. And their boys may or may not have things to do during the day. And that's the thing. If I were running an organization, that I would harp on, it's not only you making good decisions, it's you in your living situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not just you. It's the people that are with you that could end up derailing this. And so that's what's most important. But as far as around the buildings, I think those are about the safest people you've got right now.
Chris, thank you, sir.
Appreciate it, man.
You got it, guys.
A pleasure.
Absolutely.
Let's do it again sometime.
How about next Wednesday?
All right, we'll make it work. I'll fire you a text.
Chris, appreciate it, buddy.
Take care, bro.
Chris Rose, MLB Network, NFL Network, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.